This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and as promised, we've got more live music for you. Very, very excited to welcome back some repeat guests that we have not seen in a while. We were just trying to calculate how long it's been since they've been here. I am so happy to have Sean and Georgia from A Shade of Red in the house. They're playing a really, really special benefit show this Friday night at Therapy Cafe with some great other bands, other performers. We're going to tell you all about that here in just a few moments and find out what these guys have been up to. But first, shall we hear one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, take it away, guys.
This one's 7 Mile.
I see clearly on my feet. Oh, stranger, explain to me why I got blisters on my knees. Oh, stranger, explain to me why I see more clearly on my feet. Oh, stranger, explain to me why I got blisters on my knees. For the
Red live in studio.
We lost our sock.
Whoops. So how's it been, guys? It's been a little while. What's been going on?
Let's see. We got a bass player. We were a duo for years and years and years, and then Alessandro is on the bass now, and he's amazing. We're very happy to have him.
When did he join you two? It's been a fairly recent thing, right?
I think
January, February.
Yeah, early in the year. I think Sean ended up talking to him first, just asked if he wanted to come over and jam. And then we had to test him with a couple of Sean's jokes. He got them. He laughed.
It very was important.
Yeah, he didn't go away running real fast, so we knew he'd probably be a good fit.
And since then, have you guys been writing new stuff with having a bass player in mind, or just kind of working on the older stuff and getting that all incorporated?
Our second CD, Sean and I recorded, and I played the bass on it, and I am nowhere near do I have the skill that he does on the bass. So the second one's already been recorded, but since then, I mean, we've got 5 or 6 with Alex, and he brings it to a whole new level. It's heavier than the first CD was. It's groovier. It's dirtier. It's all of the good things.
Oh, yeah. He slaps that bass like it owes him money. No, he's great. Like, Georgia always comes up with, like, a new song, and then he comes over with, like, these new bass lines, and so it's working out really good.
Do you feel like, having written basically with the two of you in mind for so long, has that changed the way you guys think about your sound or the way that you're writing songs now that it's a trio as opposed to a duo?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that Alex is so comfortable, and his bass can carry its own weight. So I've liked being able to back off and not play anything and let his bass kind of take front row seat. And that's allowed me to take a different approach to the guitar. A little less rhythm. I can actually add, you know, like it's less rhythm oriented, and it can be a little bit more like an accent.
You can still hear the hook once you can solo instead of always trying to figure out how to do both of those at the same time.
That's going to be really fun for both of you. Georgia, for you as a guitar player, to be able to kind of, you know, not have to support, you know, the rhythm and play, you know, some different parts. And Sean, for you as a percussionist, to have, the rhythm section.
You're right.
Not be the solo rhythm section. That's going to be really exciting.
It brings a lot of freedom. Like, we always got a kick out of what people thought of us as the two of us, like what sounds we can make for just the two of us. But the sounds that we make with the three of us, you know, we really like. It's just a lot more fuller, you know, obviously. So
cool. What's the new year looking like for you guys? You thinking more recording, or
after this community event on Friday, the one at Therapy, which has pretty much been dominating our time, when that is finished, we've talked about going and recording a third album with Alex, which I would very much love to do. We've been kept busy. We've played in other cities and other states in the area with Alex in the last year, and that's been very exciting. But it would be nice to back off during the cold weather, and that way we don't have to drive in the snow. You know, we can stay here and we can record with him, and that way when we play these other shows, we have a product that showcases Alex's talent as well.
Great. That sounds like a good plan for the winter months.
I got to remember that nodding doesn't work on the radio.
Yeah. They can't see. I said, we lost our sock. Nobody knew what that meant. He's sitting on a box, and I've got a kick drum pedal that I'm hitting against the box that Sean's on, and I've covered it with a sock, so it kind of deadens the sound, and a sock came flying off in the last song. So.
It's the power of live. So tell me about this event Friday. This is really exciting, and you guys have said it's been dominating a lot of your time. It's quite the undertaking. Give us a little overview.
Sean came to me and said that he would like to incorporate us playing with something that was meaningful, something that was fun, that brought a community together. And so I think even that night we decided we want to do something with youth. So we scanned around on the internet and we came across GLSEN, specifically GLSEN Greater Dayton, which helps create and support youth alliances in our local middle schools and high schools. For instance, GLSEN, which is the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, has helped establish youth alliances in the Centerville and Fairborn schools. And then they've helped support the youth alliances in Yellow Springs and the Thurgood Marshall schools. Just trying to create safe spaces for kids that might be struggling a little bit more than is normal. Everybody struggles. Nobody can escape that. But some kids either don't have the support system at home or They don't have the ability to cope with severe instances that are going on in their school, and that's where GLSEN comes in.
I think they deal more like or try to educate counselors, teachers, principals mm-hmm. more than just other students. So
helping create advocates for, yeah. for kids.
Absolutely.
And they've been in a and Kettering and stuff where my daughters go to school, and they've talked about some of these issues where they're like, oh, there's no bullying here. And I'm like, well, yeah, there is, because I know kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we just thought it was a really good cause that needed to be more known to people mm-hmm. and to help them get some money so they can travel around to different schools. And
mm-hmm. and this is you're calling it the first annual, so already looking forward to this being a yearly
Hopefully.
Show of support for this organization.
It's kind of taken on a dual purpose. Not only are we raising money for GLSEN, it's only $5 at the door, and then we have a raffle. The raffle items consist of local business products and local artisans and their crafts. So we've got local painters and photographers that have prints on the raffle for a silent auction. And then we have gift baskets from local businesses. And the dual purpose is that, you know, I've been a lot of different places. I've lived a lot of different places. And one of the things about Dayton or the Gem City is that I'd like people to have more pride in the scene that's here. There's mm-hmm. a beautiful music scene. There's a beautiful art scene. There's a wonderful creative energy that's here. It's just not recognized as much. And so not only are we giving this money to something that's a wonderful cause, but it also is an excuse to get a bunch of people together and shine a light on the artists and musicians who are already here, to let them know that other people are here too. We're all here together. You don't have to leave Dayton for a scene because there's one right here.
And to that end, you've got some great performers on this bill. Mm-hmm. You guys will be performing, and you're going to be joined by Paige and the Bel Airs. Mm-hmm. Paige, who we love from mm-hmm. Jasper the Colossal and her own solo work. And Curse of Cassandra, a great newer band. Mm-hmm. Tell me about how you got together with all of these artists. Was it just kind of a put the call out and say, hey, we've got this event, and people came to you? Or did you kind of have folks in mind that, you know, that you wanted to, you know, share a bill with?
We played with Curse of Cassandra
previously. Haunted Palace, right?
Well, yeah, but that was a different
Alex.
Project.
It's a small
but
world.
we played with them at One Eye Jack's. They were unique. They had a fun vibe to them. You know, they were they're purely electric drum kit, bass keys, you know, keys as their main melody, and truly a unique sound. You know what I mean? It was very entertaining, and so we wanted to have them on board. And then, of course, Paige is very established in this area, and everything that she puts out is absolutely wonderful. So
it just came together perfectly.
Right. And then we decided, you know, we wanted to shake it up as well. And so we have a series of other performers. We have some drag queens and drag kings who are very established in the area. They're going to be strutting their stuff and showing us what's up, just kind of to break up the evening a little bit. And
it's really just me in a dress.
Sounds like such a fun mix. You know, there's variety within the music, because there's definitely some stylistic differences between the three main musical acts. And
oh,
then
yeah.
to have, you know, the art that's available for raffle mm-hmm. and the drag kings and queens, you know, coming mm-hmm. out strutting their stuff. When you guys first thought of doing this event, did you originally envision it as such an eclectic mix of all of these different types of art and artists, or did you just think, hey, we're going to, you know, we want to put together this benefit show and, you know, play some music and help a cause?
You know what? I think that I don't want to speak for Sean, but when he brought it to me, I kind of picked up the vibe that he was going for. He's always talked about wanting to do music festivals, which we love to play. And, you know, it's kind of a pipe dream for us to one day, like, put on a nice outdoor music festival. And those kinds of environments have music from all different genres. People can come and they can chill and they can hear something that they like, experience new music. And you don't want to hear three bands that sound the same. You don't want them competing with each other. And so I think that's kind of where that came from.
you know, I think with a lot of the people that got involved with it, they all really had all these great ideas, and a lot of it just became like the soup. You know, everyone started throwing in these ingredients and ideas, and then just started all falling into place with making these ideas actually work. I didn't really think of drag queens and kings in the beginning, but then when it kind of popped up, I'm like, oh, that's just genius. What kind of show have you been to where a band plays and then there's a performance in between the bands while the bands are switching mm-hmm. out? And there's going to be a DJ, so, you know, when between all that stuff, you know, there should be some really good music going on between the other bands. And
this will be a lot to see and hear all night. Mm-hmm. Very mm-hmm. cool. Very cool. Before we go any further, can we hear another song?
You sure can. Do you mind if I tune down for a hot second?
Go for it.
Oh gosh, I have to do this on the air. This is.
Well, while you tune, I will remind people of the details of the show. It's Friday night at Therapy Cafe, a benefit for GLSEN. It's a fundraiser, it's a party, there's music, there's an opportunity to get your hands on all sorts of cool local art and things created here in the community. There'll be DJs, drag kings and queens. All the money going to help the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network that's doing some really great work in our schools, providing advocacy and safe spaces for kids. It is a cool event, and we've got details up on our Facebook page if you want to learn more. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's another one from A Shade of Red.
All right. Temptations. Temptation succeeds if I let it take me. Thank you.
Shade of Red, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. They're playing Friday night at Therapy Cafe as part of the first annual Giving Better fundraiser for GLSEN. They're going to be joined on stage by Paige and the Belairs and Curse of Cassandra, who we're going to hear from here in a few minutes. I want to ask you guys, what's it like to, you know, making music is awesome, you know, it's great, but then what's it like to then take the music you're making and be able to use it for the benefit of a cause that you care about that's helping our community?
Oh my gosh, it's awesome. I mean, playing shows in general has always been very fulfilling, but this just takes it to a whole new level. A whole new level. It's exciting. It's exciting to plan it. It's exciting to bring artistic pride back to the city. It's very exciting.
It's definitely interesting to, we played for other benefits, but we've never organized a benefit or to raise it. So it's been an interesting experience so far.
Was it harder than you thought, sort of, you know, get all the pieces together? I know you know, when you've never done a fundraiser, all of a sudden you're like, wow, there's a whole lot more than.
Oh my gosh, you start off with this idea. Okay, we're going to do this, this, and this. And you've got a whole page full of things that you're going to do. Okay, maybe not all of them are practical. Maybe we can't do every single one of those things. So you have to start, you know, okay, scratching things off your list, getting realistic, and then meeting with a bunch of people and a whole bunch of different schedules. But
yeah, we've had a lot of great help from a lot of people that
yes.
are very important in our lives, and that's very I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I lost my thought.
We're very grateful for the support from our friends and family.
A lot of people call in favors when you think something's going to happen and it doesn't work, then you got to figure out another thing, which is pretty common, I think, when you're trying to organize anything, but mm-hmm. A lot of great help.
It definitely does speak to the, you know, everybody, there's kind of a joke that, you know, Dayton is a really big community for benefit shows, and it really does speak to sort of the artistic community that people are willing to step up and give of themselves and their art to support, you know, a lot of good things happening in the community.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There I go, nodding again.
Yeah, that's right.
It's that whole nodding on radio thing.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of benefits in Dayton, and a lot of different ones, too, and I think that's cool, though. I mean, definitely beats living somewhere where people don't care about anything. So,
mm-hmm. Very true. Very true.
Touché.
Well, what else should people know before they come out Friday night to Therapy Cafe and check out this event?
I think we covered just about everything. Thursday is the youth event at the Neon.
Oh, okay.
It's a film screening at the Neon. It's kind of a coming-of-age romance. It's called The Scary Normal, also put on by youth in the area that are involved with GLSEN. And so we're kind of considering that as the youth event, and we are the adult event.
Nice. So
you know, we have our...
Georgia writes dirty songs.
So well, our second CD and our new songs, if we played, we have played in front of kids before, and I didn't have to change lyrics as often with our first CD as I do with our second CD. So this is a way for all the bands just to let loose,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this is a way for the adults in the area to give back. You know, just raunchy goodness.
Raunchy goodness.
For a good cause.
For a good cause, yeah.
Well, we've got info on the show on our Facebook page or facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, get linked up. All the info is there. The event is Friday night. It is a fundraiser for GLSEN, and it features our guests, A Shade of Red, Paige and the Belairs, Curse of Cassandra, all kinds of like awesome drag kings and queens will be strutting their stuff. A DJ will be spinning. You'll have your chance to bid on or win lots of local art. It's going to be an event not to be missed. Guys, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We always enjoy it.
It's My pleasure. We're going to hear one from Curse of Cassandra right now. They'll be joining Shade of Red on stage Friday night. And hopefully we'll be getting them in the studio this winter. Let's take a listen to this one right now.